Hey, welcome to today's podcast. So many of us had or have to come to terms with what we're going to talk about today. This week, it was my husband. Of course, I asked and have his permission to share, and I'm so grateful for that. I am very much aware that the crazy shit I do is not for everybody. We are going to talk about ways to figure out what shadows are still impacting you today, and an important part of the process that many of us miss to heal and stop the inner turmoil when good things happen around us. Yes, you heard me right. I said when good things happen around us, because I'm going to tell you something and I want you to really sit with this one. Okay, you ready? If you are triggered, and when I say triggered, I mean even just ever so slightly annoyed or slightly irritated when something good happens for someone else in any way. And I'm talking if I took that situation, I put it on paper, you could see that it is not a diagnosis of a terrible disease. It is not hurting them. To anyone else, it would be good or positive. Then you just found a shadow. What other sneaky ways can it show up? I'm so glad you asked, friend. The words that popped into my head this morning. It's judgment dressed up as concern. Yeah, let that one land. It's judgment dressed up as concern. Someone gets a new house that you know. Sounds lovely. I would classify that as a good thing. Response. Wow, that is a lot of money to spend on a house. Jeez. Are you paying for it? Well, you kind of are, but just mentally. A shadow has entered the chat. Another way a shadow shows up. You or someone else will have a bunch of opinions nobody asked for. Suddenly, you care so much and have so many opinions about this thing that you've never thought about before. The question I ask myself and have taught my kid to ask others that do this, why do you really care? Why do you really care? Then sit with what is trying to get your attention. One last one. Am I the only one that finds this super fun to hear like real life examples? Like, God, I love figuring this shit out. Everything begins with awareness, and knowing what to look for can help us heal so much, right? So the last one, backhanded compliments. I wish I was as relaxed as you in all this messiness. Oh my God. I know someone's out of pocket in-laws did that to them. I know that. It's an insult disguised as a compliment. And it's another way your shadow can show up, right? We'll be going over it so much more on this episode. Don't you worry, friend. And an important piece that was missing to go along with it. And that's what my husband figured out to heal. That might be something that's coming up for you too, to look out for. Okay, so here's what happened. Our 7-year-old is a smart, loving, amazing little dude. But I couldn't ignore the fact that there were some struggles happening in certain areas. And as much as I, conscious parent, believe in nervous system work and fucking hate labels, you have no idea how much I hate anyone being boxed into anything. It's like, it just feels like another way to judge and separate us. But I already did another episode on that last year if you want to check it out. So back to what we're doing here today. So I have been trying to adjust how we do things and taking his nervous system responses into consideration, trying to work with who he is, what he needs, you know, like a person and stuff, you know, it's crazy. And I decided that we needed more help with certain things and it would require us to face and see exactly what is going on so we can support him properly. And I'm also very much aware that schooling resources require it. That's just how the system goes. I wish we could just see children and adults struggling and that be enough, but it's not, and that's the reality. But I am grateful for more progressive research and ways to work with each person's unique nervous system and inner world. We have come such a long way. Like my sister, who is 25 and high needs autistic, had very little resources when she was first diagnosed at like 2.5. And I don't want to forget that. So we are having him evaluated to see if and what we need to do to help him better, whether that's ADHD, spectrum, both, whatever. So it's a good thing, right? Like, not great that we're struggling, obviously, but good that we have been trying to attune to him, seeing that his behaviors are communicating needs and nervous system responses, getting him additional help and not disciplining it out of him like my mom thought and many other parents thought was the way to go. Love you, but please no. So that seems like a good thing, right? So I noticed that when my kid was doing certain behaviors, my husband was having a harder time seeing that there was more to it than what it seemed. Then I noticed he was getting irritated when I was trying to understand him and allowing some things to slide because I knew about emotional dysregulation. Like teenage rage against the machine me is like, yeah, we are familiar with emotional dysregulation. And that was making me irritated that he was irritated. Like, what is your problem? Why do you really care, right? And then I decided to have him evaluated to see what's really going on. And he was on board, but I could sense something else was going on. So we went out for ice cream recently, and our kid was playing a little game that they have there. My husband and I were just sitting there talking by ourselves, and I said, hey, how old were you when you were diagnosed with ADHD? And mind you, I have known my husband for 18 years now. Well, that sounds crazy as shit to me, by the way. For some reason, I never asked before the exact age. I just figured, assumed when he was fairly young. He never mentioned anything different. He goes, when we met at work, I was like, oh my God, what? I was like, wait a minute. I thought you were a kid or at least like a teen. You didn't know until your mid-20s? He was 25 when we met. He goes, no, that's the crazy part. I knew what it was for a long time. I struggled and managed to get through high school graduation, did okay on paper. Then in college, I crashed. I tried to finally get help. I was at a big school. The college doctors assumed everyone was only trying to get ADHD meds, and they didn't know as much as they know now, so they ended up diagnosing me with bipolar disorder and gave me meds for that. Then when I started the job we met at, I know this is not great, but just go with the damn story and put that to the side, okay? But I still believe it was divine. He goes, I told a friend what I was experiencing, and he gave me one of his ADHD meds, and I felt like someone just put the lights on in a dark room. I was stunned. I couldn't believe how clear I could think, how much different I felt. I went, oh my God, that's why. And he's like, what? I was like, holy hell, I just figured it out. He's like, figured out what? And he's like, you know, he's laughing at how excited I am. I love uncovering the root so much. You have no idea. I go, that's why you've been so bothered. That's why you've been so triggered. Your inner child is pissed. He is watching our kid get the understanding and care that he never got. There it is. The shadow that has been trying to get his attention. Trauma and shadows are not just built from the crap you got as a kid. It also comes from omission, what you didn't get as a kid. He might have not had all the big T traumas like me, but not getting his needs met in such a big way stuck with him. And he was projecting that hurt onto his kid, watching his needs get met. I was so sad for him. It all made sense now. I pictured his little boy self, the same age as our kid, struggling and thinking there is something wrong with him. Why can't he just calm down? Why can't he just get stuff done like everyone else, like everyone wants him to, that he's just lazy? I go, I am so sorry you didn't get the help that you needed. So sorry you struggled and thought something was wrong with you. You should have gotten this too. I'm so sorry. Next was to validate the injustice. His inner child feeling sad, jealous, resentful, watching this be done this way. Oh, that made sense. And my compassion was definitely there. It wasn't right what happened. Asking himself, why didn't my parents see this? It wasn't my fault that I couldn't do things like everybody else. Wait, I wasn't a bad kid? And seeing that part of him with such compassion, he needed to stop pushing that rejected little boy away and embrace him with the care and grace he should have gotten but didn't. This is what is referred to as integrating your shadow. Allowing whatever feelings come up that have been buried down. And for so many boys and men, I'm sure a shit ton. Oh, the patriarchy messed them up too. Teaching boys and men that the only acceptable emotion is anger. And with that, I am very conscious to teach my son so much differently, right? Okay, so we made a pretty important breakthrough there, right? That is awesome. But we're not done yet. Seriously, Christina, like, let the poor guy go already. Wish I could. I really do, friend. I wish I could. But remember that piece that many of us missed that I talked about earlier? As he started to realize the moments, all those moments that are connected to his shadow aspects, he was starting to remember and reflect on all the times that he felt badly, beat himself up. And then, just like any time we start healing and start unlearning the faulty programming and conditioning that we had gotten, you start to ask yourself this: what would my life have been like if I had gotten what I needed? Oh, he needed to grieve. An important part of my healing was grieving for younger me. All the ways life could have been different. All the ways things did not turn out the way it should have. In grief, we mourn the death of something. What died is all the things that might have been possible and better if things would have been different. This is especially important for people with these type of diagnoses later in life, but it can apply to any trauma healing. After all the years, decades of invalidation, or even abuse because others were unable to help you in the way you needed, there is a mourning for the life you might have had. That's why when sometimes like things go good and things, something will happen good that will happen for our kids or someone else, we'll feel joy and sadness at the same time. We're sad for our inner child that didn't get that experience too, right? But listen, once you acknowledge and accept that sadness, your ego will naturally detach from it and stop hating on people for shit. What we resist persists. Do the opposite and you get the opposite. And when you validate and properly process, you start to catch the reactions from the past and make different choices on how to perceive what is happening now that your inner child finally got the help from you. Cool, right? So if healing and shadow work is good for us, why do many not do it? We have to create safety within ourselves to really look at this stuff. Perceived safety is so important in any healing. So your mind doesn't pull the friggin' e-brake when the car's in motion, if you know what I mean. Now, what can you do? You can do vagus nerve resets or nervous system exercises that feel right for you. Tons of free options on YouTube to try, or get a pro to guide you. That's what they're there for. Whichever feels better to create feeling present and safe in your body. Because looking at a shadow's trigger can feel gross. It can be a heavy, icky feeling. Like food that fell under the couch for years, right? You would rather not deal with it. But then it smells so bad one day that like you have to. And you know why it's so hard to face it? Shame. It feels shameful. Like, you're a bad person for feeling angry and jealous of someone. Even and maybe especially your own child? Ew. Forgetting what you didn't? Getting something good in life? Ugh, gross. It's not because you don't want that for them. It's because a part of you was hurt by it. Family and relationships reflect what is still an open wound. Closer the person is to you, the closer the mirror will be. And let me tell you something, shame is the lowest vibrational energy that exists. That's how thick it is. Yep, the lowest. It's as shitty as it gets, friend. So on a brighter note, it's only up from here. And your subconscious mind wants no parts of those shitty feelings and being judged as gross by ourselves and others, which can feel even more uncomfortable and unsafe. But also the pain of whatever happened that caused your mind to create the shadow aspect in the first place. Your ego is scanning for dangers of any kind and is super quick to be like, the food rotting under there will be fine. We'll just go in another room. It's fine. Everything's fine. Our ego pushes awareness and healing away, essentially to protect us from facing those pains, unless you create the perceived safety net, which is all healing really stems from. Your ego doesn't know that facing that pain will help you release the chronic underlying pain that comes out in our everyday lives. Doesn't know that. The ego just sees big pain and goes, nope, I'm going to pass. And I know it could sound great in theory. Let's just avoid that car wreck altogether. Go a different route. I get that, friend. The problem is that it is the only road that leads to where you want to go. Are you sure? Yep. It's like going to Key West, Florida. There's literally only one road in and one road out, friend. And until then, the version of you that created the shadow is still causing shit shows in our present. Hating for reasons that doesn't make sense to anybody else. All of our responses and reactions are still being influenced by that hurt in some way. Something that has helped me is picturing that little boy or girl version of you still sitting there in the events that caused it, waiting for you to help them. How they should have been helped at the time, but it didn't happen that way. P.S. Do you know the difference between shame and guilt? Guilt is how you feel about a specific event or behavior. Shame, on the other hand, affects how you feel about yourself, which is why shame is so damaging to us growing up, and going unchecked keeps us believing certain narratives about ourselves and our self-worth, even as adults, that we are a bad person, that we were a bad kid, we always mess things up. We are too much. We are not enough, right? I have been comforting my husband each step of this process. And believe it, it came for a reason, right? Repeatedly reminding his inner child that I was sorry he didn't get this. He deserved this too. You can remind your inner child when you see your child getting something that you did not get. You deserve this too. I'm so sorry, kiddo. When you do this enough, you can start to shift from feeling hurt seeing someone do and get better to it actually helping you heal to see and do different than what was done with you. And I lived this firsthand. So many of my posts and podcast stories would have never been possible without facing and learning how to embrace my shadows. So remember, if you are triggered, and this could be just irked, concerned in any way, when something good happens to someone else, you have discovered a shadow. Give that hurt part of you compassion. so sad and jealous watching someone else getting something they didn't. In my husband's case, the grace and help he deserved but didn't get as a kid. Allow yourself to grieve and mourn the life you might have had so that your ego will allow you to see all the gifts that are here now, all the gifts that you are now. Much gratitude to my husband for allowing me to share, and to you for listening, friend. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope it will spark some areas that have been trying to get your or someone you know's attention so we can be who we truly are when we see or hear something good in our world. Sending you all so much love. See you on the next one, friend.